Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Thrasher Opera House Presents as we get set to talk to Steve Gillespie, who's coming back to Wisconsin to do a great show in Green Lake on August 20th. We're excited about that. 7:30 p.m. here at Thrasher Opera House. Tickets available. Go to our website, thrasheroperahouse.com. Steve, good to see you.
Good to see you, Jason. How you been?
I'm doing real good, man. Thanks for asking. Out of Denver is where you're hanging out now. How are things out there?
Oh, good. Yeah, real good. Yeah, I've been here about pretty much since the pandemic. So, yeah, been here for, I don't know, God, are we on 3 years? Almost 3 years. Two and a half years, yeah.
Sounds so good. Talk about how exciting this show can be for you coming back to kind of your hometown area.
Yeah, it should be fun. You know, I should be able to, I'm assuming I'll get to see a bunch of people that I haven't seen in a while and catch up a little bit and get to show people my newest hour and all that. So yeah, it should be good. So it looks like a beautiful venue. I went there and checked it out a while, I think last fall maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, we're excited to have you on in. Let's backtrack just a little bit. Tell us about Steve Gillespie and how he got into the world of comedy.
I was always a big fan of it when I was growing up, kind of consumed as much as I could, and I never really thought that I could do it. But then when I graduated from the University of Minnesota and I was in Minneapolis, and I just came across a flyer that said there was an open mic, and I ended up going to that comedy club and checking out some shows. And then I saw the open mic and I just thought, okay, anybody can get up there and do it. And I didn't really have, you know, any like expectations or plans as far as like future or whatever. But once I started doing it, once I did that first open mic, it was kind of it. I was like, all right, I'm going to get up and stage as much as possible. And at Minneapolis at that time had a really strong comedy scene. It still does. Especially at that time, and I was able to get on stage, you know, 5-6 nights a week, you know, and kind of been doing that ever since.
Was there certain comedians as you were growing up that you kind of really aspired, like really were like, hey, these are the dudes and the comedians that I really dig?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, like when I was really young, you know, like I don't think you find too many comedians that will admit that Gallagher was like one of their first comedians that they really kind of grabbed onto. But he I don't know why. I mean, I was like 10, 11, you know, and his specials were like just incredible to me. And then I'm so bad with names, but there was another guy that had a comedy, Half Hour Comedy Central Presents. God, what? Brian Regan.
Yeah,
he really clean comedy. That was really, I remember watching that special probably, God, I don't know, 50 times. And then as I got a little bit older and got into, you know, my high school years, some of the more like social commentary stuff, those types of comics kind of started to become more relevant to me. Like, Carlin, obviously, and Bill Hicks was another big one. And then as I got older, you know, even more so, like guys like Harlan Williams and Doug Stanhope and Bill Burr, and you know, there's Roy Scovel. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that I've you know, really admire. So
it's got to be something, you know. Now I think with so many different ways to get material out there, as you know, back in the time, it was only if you showed up on TV, that was the only way people were going to see you, right? Or maybe you had a special. But now you've got, you know, YouTube opportunities, and now you've got streaming opportunities. So the platform is large now for people to kind of develop that.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's a double-edged sword in the sense that it's become really competitive. You know, there's just so many more comics than there was back then. And which is a good thing in a lot of ways, you know. I mean, we get a lot of more diverse voices out there and different backgrounds and perspectives, and I think that's really cool. And it's really pushed me to basically just try harder. You know, if you go on TikTok or Instagram right now, I mean, you'll find, you know, within 20 minutes, you can see 40 comics that you've never seen before and doing really good material, really like just hard hitting, cool stuff. And so that's motivating for sure.
talking with Steve Gillespie, is going to be doing a show coming up here at Thrasher Opera House on August 20th. Tickets available at thrasheroperahouse.com. What can people expect from the Steve Gillespie comedy show?
Well, it's going to be fun. That's for sure. You'll have fun. You know, I've never like overtly political or anything like that. I mean, I think people, you know, if you really pay attention, you might be able to guess where I'm at and some, you know, in that spectrum, but I don't hit people over the head with it for sure. I don't really ever mention, you know, Republican, Democrat, you know, right, left. It's not really, I don't find that to be interesting. But there's definitely some social commentary in it, but it's like, it's definitely done in more of a kind of absurdist style is how I would describe it.
Well, we're looking forward to that for
sure. And I got new stuff, you know, yeah. So I did put out an album last July. So I've been working on getting as much new stuff out there as I can. So
I'm super excited about that. I got to ask you a question about a show you did recently. Tell me about the Naked Comedy Show.
Man, you and my mom, my mom wanted to know a lot about that as well. She was shocked. It's just a one-time thing. I don't make that clear. She was worried that I was going to be naked in Green Lake, but it was fun. I mean, it was, there's this guy, you know, Denver has a very, I don't know if you've ever been there, but Denver has a very, what's the word I would describe, used to describe it, kind of like a very eclectic scene out here. You know, there's a lot of just kind of general weirdness going on. And that's why I like it here. You know, I kind of fit into that well, but so there is a series of shows in the Denver area that are produced by this guy that puts on kink events, you know, and they do various different ones, and I've done a few of them, and this one happened to be a naked one. So the crowd was naked, the comedians were naked, and I mean, it was a lot of fun. Honestly, it was, you know, those crowds are some of the most open-minded crowds that I've ever been in front of, so.
Right, yeah. Cool. Some other things outside of Naked Comedy Shows, but you had some good success, you know, being on Conan and Fox and a few other things. Just talk about how exciting those opportunities have been for you.
You cut out a little bit there. You're asking about the TV stuff?
Yeah, and some of the TV stuff that you guys have done before, you know, just the excitement of having those chances and those opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, they're really cool. You know, it was a long process, so it was a lot of work to get through those doors. So that was satisfying. I was really nervous, you know, the Conan set. I was, you know, I think that was the first, that was the first TV thing that I did. And I was super nervous, but I learned a lot. And, you know, I had a couple more opportunities after that and get more and more comfortable with that stage. I mean, it's definitely a different it's a different way to perform, and it took me a couple times to just kind of get my feet wet in that format.
Much like we're doing right now, we have a podcast, and a lot of people have podcasts, and I think the comedy world kind of dominates in the world of podcasts because the content that is able to get out there. And I know you do some of those as well too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guest on a lot of podcasts, but I also have a podcast with a couple other comedian friends of mine out of Minneapolis called The Comedy Mainline. And that's basically just a kind of like a workshopping material sort of podcast. I mean, we basically just, each of us comes with an idea and we just riff and wherever it takes us, it takes us. But it's been a lot of fun to do. I think we're right at 50 episodes right now. You can check that out. If you go to my website, gillespiecomedy.com, you can find it there. It's also on Helium Presents website. And if you it's on Spotify and everywhere you can find podcasts. If you just look up Comedy Mainline, you'd find it.
Awesome. Talk about who you're bringing with you. You got some friends coming with you too.
Ryan Call is coming. He's originally from Wisconsin. He lives in Minneapolis now. Very funny, very funny comic. I'm glad that he's going to be part of it. And then my good friend Senzel Rajasekaran is going to be on the show as well. And he's also out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And he's been one of my best friends for, I don't know, 10 years. He's a great dude, really funny comic, and he's going to bring a little bit of diversity to the show and Green Lake.
Love that. So,
yeah.
Love that for sure. Tickets are just $20 available now at thrasheropperahouse.com. The tickets are going well, so we're looking forward to a fun night that night.
Good.
And Steve, we look forward to seeing you and your friends along with you here in the next couple of weeks. And be safe until then, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you, Jason.
Take care.